theme as we express it in the colloquial is make stuff. One common theme has to do with the idea of a different kind of course structure. That has to do with the fact that we supply a framework and you supply the content. And the framework is intended to be very light in order to allow as much variation on how the framework is changed by the content as we can. Then there is the theme of breakage, rupture, and the change in thought patterns from the previous century to this one. Differences between knowledge in its raw and cooked form. They're all in one way or another on a common theme that goes over all of them, and that's change. John Cage did was to take the idea of music and open it up. Really open it up to mean things that nobody had ever thought it would mean before. And in the process of doing that, Cage acted like a trickster. He acted like the old Native American idea of coyote, a playful, disruptive force. For example, he wrote one piece called 422, which was, that was the title of the piece. It turned out it referred to 4 minutes and 22 seconds. And the piece consisted of a pianist in full formal attire coming out, sitting at the piano, opening the cover of the keys, and then sitting there. The piece was in three movements, so he sat there for a minute and a half, and then another minute and a half, and then to the end of the 4 minutes and 22 seconds. At the end of that time, which he checked very carefully with his watch, he closed the cover of the piano, got up, bowed to the audience, and left the stage. Now this, for a while, I happen to have been there when this premiered. It turned out that what Cage had in mind, and if you hadn't read this discussion about this, you haven't read anything, was that the music was not what came out of the piano. The music was the sounds that the audience made while they were trying to figure out what the hell was going on the stage. And it was interesting to hear what they did, because of course there was dead silence, which is the conventional response. Everyone's waiting for the musician on the stage to produce the music. And then after a few minutes there's kind of rustling sound. And then there's murmuring. And then there are giggles. And then people start conversations. And then there's more giggling. And so forth. That murmur rising and falling in the audience was the musical piece. And you notice something about this which is not usually associated with music, which is that the piece has the same form every time it's played. It has the same framework every time it's played. A pianist comes out, sits at the piano, opens the cover, and waits for 4 minutes and 22 seconds as a framework. The content of the piece changes every time you hear it, because the audience never does the same thing twice. And one of the problems here that I think Cage had in mind with his tongue in his cheek was that the more sophisticated the audience becomes about what he's doing, the less noise they make. So the more the audience becomes attuned with what he's doing, the less music there is. And this again, this is a typical postmodern riff. I won't bother explaining why it's a postmodern riff. That's not part of this. But the idea here, you can see floating over this, the idea that initially there was something totally unfamiliar and a little jolting and somewhat humorous. And it got a reaction. That was the music. But later it became more familiar. It became expected. And as it became expected, the music began to disappear. That's part of what Cage was up to.